It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show our good friend Abigail Munn, and she is here from San Francisco's Circus Bella, here to talk about their all-new winter circus spectacular entitled Starlight. It'll be December 12th through January 4th, a limited engagement of 26 performances at the Crossing at East Cut. That's over at Beale and Howard here in the city. Abigail, welcome back to the show. So a holiday version of all the thrills and spills that you do. What are we in store for?
Oh, good morning. We have an all-new show this year. Lots of new acts, new music, new songs. It has kind of all the same joy, wonder, skill level live band that our show always has, but we just mixed it up a little bit, and the clowns have some new hilarious material. We've written a bunch of new music. We've got Ozzy Sanchez coming in from Las Vegas, who's an amazing juggler, and then we also have an amazing wire walker, Ariel Abacher, who came in from Vermont to do the show.
Is there a net?
No net.
Can I tell you that that's more nerve-wracking for me when there's no net? I think I would enjoy it more because I always feel like the man or woman's going to eat it.
You know, she does a lower wire and is more of a wire dancer, so you're not going to be nervous. You're just going to be astounded in her beauty and grace and elegance.
Because I have a very weak countenance. I'm a giant coward. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Now, we've talked about this before, but remind people how much this is in your blood.
So I grew up with the Pickle Family Circus when I was a kid, so I've been doing this since I was 9, and I'm just a few years older now, but for a long time. And I also grew up in a arts family in San Francisco, so I actually grew up backstage at the Opera House, so I've been kind of in this business my whole life.
Pickle Family Circus, Jeff Hoyle is there too.
Jeff Hoyle, absolutely. Yeah, there's some amazing... there's an amazing tradition of clowns in the Pickle Family Circus, and we very much are carrying on that tradition of funny. And a live band, and the other homage we do of the Pickle Family Circus is the show ends with, we call it the big juggle, and everybody in the company juggles together.
I'm so naive that a couple years ago I had Dan Hoyle in studio. He was doing a one-man show at the Marsh, and I said, you're no relation to Jeff Hoyle, and he's like, that's my dad.
That's amazing. Well, it's a very small city.
It is. Everybody, it's 7x7. That's what I like to say.
Exactly. It's just 7x7. Everybody knows everybody. Everyone's a handshake away from somebody else.
All right. What can you tell us about when I hear vaudeville troupe named Kitty Bang? I'm intrigued. What is that?
Oh, well, so I started out my performance career with this kind of vaudeville burlesque troupe called Kitty Bang, Kitty Kitty Bang Bang, and we did kind of vintage dance floor shows. And actually, one of the members of that company is the person that does our costumes now. So once I'm all about long, deep relationships with other artists. And so what's very cool is even though, I was 22 and running this little dance troupe, a lot of those connections I was making we still are bringing into today's show.
So that was 8 years ago?
Yeah. Just a few years ago. Yeah.
So I just think about your resume, not just Pickle Family, but Zoppy Italian, Lone Star, the Moisture Festival, New Pickle, Cabaret, Verdelé, Circus,
yeah.
Va Room Room, Velvet Hammer,
Burlesque. Va Room, yeah.
What's Tease-O-Rama? That sounds like my prom.
Tease-O-Rama. I know. Well, it was kind of a, it was another kind of, I came up in the early 2000s, there was this kind of burlesque revival, like the first burlesque revival in San Francisco, and I came up and there was so much variety in vaudeville kind of these shows. That's what the Moisture Festival does. And to me, I'm I'm very interested in that. And this Circus Bella has that kind of variety show. It's very much a family show, but it has that kind of variety show vaudeville feel to it when you go to see the show. There's all sorts of, especially this year, you know, it's pretty traditional circus acts, but we also do have one act that's more kind of in the musical, pushes things towards the musical genre. And then actually I do a little song and dance number. So we're kind of doing that little bit of variety flavor in this year's show.
Very cool. And the other thing is too, and no one knows better than you, the ups and downs of being a performer and the aches and injuries, but also fair employment. And you have worked with workers' comp and other areas to make sure that your fellow performers are treated in a fair way, correct?
Yeah, this is where we're not old-fashioned. We're very forward-thinking. Everyone is an employee at Circus Bella. I worked really hard so that we could be able to afford to do that, and everyone's paid fair wages and to be able to do what they love to do.
So what are we going to see in the show? What's going down outside of, you mentioned a couple of things, what else?
So we have an amazing trio of clowns, Jamie, Natasha, and Calvin. They're back. They've been our clowns for many years now, and they're hilarious. And then one of them is also a fabulous hula hoop artist, Natasha Kaluza, the super duper hula hooper. We've got Dora Galilea and Veronica Blair, both as our aerialists for the show. They've worked with us for a while, but they both have developed new acts for the show. We have Elise, our contortionist, is back with another. Also, she's doing a new act here this year. We're kind of, everyone switched their acts around a little bit. And then we're really excited. Tony Cannon, who in previous years has been our strong man and also done a Chinese pole act, this year he's doing a hand balancing act with a brand new company member, Mia Fan. So just kind of a lot of the same favorite people, but we're all swapping roles here.
This contortionist thing, I remember being at a Warrior game at halftime, and a contortionist first had a tennis racket with no strings and was able to go through it, and then, I know, it's hard to explain, and then folded himself up into a suitcase, and somebody zipped it up and carried him off. What is going on?
Well, this is like another day. This is like another day in the office for me.
that's just old hat. That's like getting a cup of coffee.
You know, everybody who I know is a contortionist, also different people have different flexibilities in different parts of their body. Elise is very graceful, very flexible, and very strong. So I think what I really like about her is you're not going to get the heebie-jeebies, but so much because she's so strong and so in control the whole time. But she's immensely talented. I mean, and just doing things you can't even imagine.
Well, speaking of immensely talented, what are you doing in the show, Abigail?
I will be the ringmaster of the show, so I'll be kind of taking everybody on this circus journey, and then I am singing a new song this year. It's like a 1930s song called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. So,
I thought you were going to say, yes, we have no bananas.
Oh, we've done that before, actually. We did have a show where I actually had the whole company in banana costumes by the end of the show. So
wow, I called that one.
Once again, another day in the office here at Circus Bella.
As a ringleader, do you have to wear a top hat?
I have always worn a top hat. I just feel like it's the privilege of being a ringmaster. I started off as a trapeze artist for this company, and then I wasn't ready, although I was ready to retire as a trapeze artist, I was not finished wearing a fun costume, and so I practiced really hard to become the ringmaster so I could earn my top hat.
All right.
And I get these beautiful top hats made. Actually, I have a hat maker that I found that we work with on Etsy who makes the hats are made in Italy. So it's a special hat.
Very good. Everybody can check out circusbella.org for more information. You can also go to abigailmunn.com as well. And as I mentioned, Starlight, an all-new winter circus spectacular, December 12th through January 4th. 26 performances at the Crossing at East Cut, 211 Beale, right there at Howard, down here in SoMa. Abigail, always great having you on. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you so much. I love coming on the show.
All right. Good stuff.
Have a very happy holidays as well.